This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What was the favorite pick the Chiefs made for you? What's the guy you liked the best?
Yeah, I mean, look,
is it still Simmons? Because it's an unknown, right? It's
yeah, I wouldn't say that's my so the position that I felt they needed to address the most actually in the draft was defensive line. Now, I don't want to overblow like Norman Law and act like, oh my gosh, they just got a future star.
When he's on the field, he wins.
But he's impressive. Like when if you do watch, he is impressive. When he's on the field, you notice him, right? That's we say that all the time with a lot of these guys in training camp, preseason. You're like, did that guy just stand out? Like Jaden Hicks last year.
Yeah.
He just stood out throughout preseason. You're like, you know he's on the field. Feels like that's the same thing with Norman Law. So I like the pick. Favorite pick, it's weird. Like Josh Simmons, I don't know how I can say it's my favorite pick. I just totally understand the swing they're taking with that pick because it's worth the swing of what the potential payoff is. If that knee is actually healthy, you might have found a top 10 left tackle. And given the fact that you've started five left tackles in the Super Bowl run that you've had, that would be huge. It would change everything for this team.
Based on value, Omar Norman Lott was my favorite of the picks. Close runner-up, though, was Royals in the fourth. Like, that's a guy that fits their system. It just is. And productive where he was coming out of. And you know what? Fourth round wide receivers are great because you try to slow develop them and, you know, maybe you get a DeMarcus Robinson type, but there's no pressure on them to succeed in year one. You don't have to get production in year one. He's going to be buried on the depth chart.
Yeah,
I mean,
fifth
that's
receiver or something like that.
He's going to be fourth, way fifth. Down. But they got such a young wide receiver group that, you know what this does? Get Sky Moore. Off the rock, it moves Juju Smith-Schuster's needs down the list. At least it gives you some other options. That's all. That's part of the reason I like that. Let's talk about the AFC West, though. This is always the interesting fascination between let's take a look at what the rest of the teams did in the AFC West because that's going to stand out the most. I did think, and I kind of agree with the draft grades, I thought the Raiders did better than the other two teams, which is great news
Raiders
for the Chiefs.
Raiders had a top 10 draft. The Raiders had a top 10
draft.
Because
they got the worst quarterback. Well, depends on where you are between him and Bo Nix. I think I can make an argument either way.
I think the Raiders had a top 10 draft, you know, what on paper, right? All this stuff is fluid as we go on and on and on. But right now, yeah, I mean, if you just are simply don't take a running back in the top 10, then you're not going to like the Raiders draft. But it makes a ton of sense. But you're right. In terms of impacting the Chiefs right away, the Raiders are still so far down the road on being, to me, a true contender in the division. I still believe, looking at what they've done, best case scenario, everything goes perfect for Pete Carroll in year one. They're an 8-win team. Like, everything goes perfect. Maybe 9, if I'm being generous. And that's if everything goes right. If they get Geno from 2 years ago, not last year Geno. If Ashton Jeanty is what we all think he is, and he's a 1,200-yard back, then they're an 8 or 9-win team. Most likely, I think they're a 6 or 7-win team. The Broncos, you know, their draft, I actually totally get what they were trying to do in round one. Just add to the secondary, add to the strength, going up against the weapons that you're going to see in the AFC West. But yeah, I thought the Raiders, I know normally we don't say it, but I thought the Raiders had a really nice draft.
Well, they got a new guy. Spytek's new in charge. Spytek. Maybe he's better at his job than the other ones, right? I mean, I can't rule that out. They've had previous bad general management and bad coaching. Maybe they're not going to be a laughing stock anymore. I don't think that that's crazy to think based on, and again, it's one draft. I don't have to give all the examples of times where we're like, oh my God, look at this guy's draft. And they've had a good year one even, and it did not equate to good year two or three or four. It's easy, I think, in the Raiders' case to have a good draft because of what we mentioned earlier. They had a lot of picks. Denver, I thought, had a chance to get closer to Kansas City, and I did not think they did that at all. I didn't think they did that at all. Like, other than they got a nice secondary, I was not blown away with really any pick after they made out of that as far as like a...
I don't mind the running back pick.
Catching
they
the
took
Chiefs.
Again,
I liked R.J. Harvey generally speaking, so it's not like I'm anti that, and for the value, it's okay, but, you know, it felt like they could have taken some bigger swings for their guy in Bo Nix. I like the teams like Chicago that made an effort of saying, we got a young guy, let's try to compete. Because I just don't think you can win a lot of games. I don't think you can win the AFC West without scoring. Like, not against the Chiefs, not against, you know,
in fairness, the
Chargers.
The Bears had a ton more picks, and they still are reaping the benefits from the Bryce Young trade. That trade is now finally completed, I think.
Jeez.
But they traded the pick that resulted in Bryce Young, and they got Kayla Williams, Roma Dunze, what's his name? Oh my gosh, who they just took in the first round?
Luther Byrne? Oh, wait.
Luther Byrne was part
of that.
Byrne
was in the second round.
Tyreek Stevenson, they got some punter, they got another offense. Like, they got a huge haul. That turned out to be an unbelievable trade for Chicago in exchange for Panthers basically getting Bryce Young. So that's the only thing with the Chargers, who had, you know, multiple fifth-round picks, but they still had just your standard round one, round two, round three. Trey Harris will be interesting to watch. He's the wide receiver. They have Ladd McConkey. They get Trey Harris, who's a downfield threat. Not a name we talked as much about in Kansas City, I don't think.
No, not a ton.
Harbaugh is still going to be run first.
So the Amari Hampton
pick is really, really strong for them to go with Najee Harris.
But I told you, I kind of hate that about... That's the biggest flaw.
But that's
Harbaugh
their style.
That's his style.
It fits his style.
Yeah, it does.
You and I would just operate differently, but that's who he is, and he's not going to change.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I understand that. But that's also, like I've told you, I think the limitation that they're going to find out with Harbaugh is not that he can't win or win a lot more than they were winning before, but that for what point, right? To what end will you get there? And my guess is that they are the, like, Royals version we were talking about later. We're like, yeah, they'll probably be a playoff team most years, but I don't view them as a threat. The good news is that nobody had this. No, and look, nobody was, like, really looking for quarterback. Didn't the Raiders take a quarterback late?
I don't know. Did they?
I kept thinking they were going to be the team to take Sanders. Like, at some point, same. Just take a flyer. I mean, Geno's under contract for a couple of years, but he's already in his 30s.
They took Cam Miller from NDSU in the sixth round.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, so I don't care. Got it. I mean, I don't think they just took the next Tom Brady. Who are the best, like,
probably
after
not.
Fourth round drafted quarterbacks ever? Brock Purdy is on the list, probably.
I mean, Tom, obviously.
I was just, like, thinking about, like,
how many others there are.
We can talk about this more as we get back into Shedeur Sanders.
Right?
Yeah, we can get more to this when we get back into this, because that's always the question now with him is, like, you know, when you're drafted that late in the draft, the odds of your success, partially because they're not going to put the resources into you, is absolutely part of it. Not that you're less talented, but they're not going to give you nearly the shot that other teams did. I just was trying to think of other examples. Warner, Purdy, Brady. It's a pretty, you know, Russ, but that's the third. That's quite a few rounds higher than where they were before. Well, yeah, I just look at it and I'm not, like, blown away.